Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, a new hat, a t-shirt cannon, and pillaging. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
The Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like... I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
For those of you who always need something extra... Well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with a new hat. We haven't talked about your new hat yet. It's a
vibrant,
a sky blue.
You do just color. Look you up guys, to try to see your I, hat.
Which one is it?
Is that a
it's
Father's Day
one.
Gift? You really did look up to
he
see
did.
Which color
he
hat you had on. It's a sky blue.
Is that a camp flag?
No, it's. I was a gift. It was a gift from
sailing
from Kelly. It's some kind of sailing club or something.
You sound like you really like it.
No, yeah. I love it. I would like to go sailing is what I'd like to do.
You can.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a boat. That'd be a good way to have a hobby. And
why
get
don't
away.
You take a long sail off a short world?
Okay. Off go sail right over the edge.
Is that right?
A couple quick things. Once again, we have an assignment for Miss Hooker.
We do?
Yes.
We do?
Yes. Yeah, I knew you'd forget.
I did forget.
I went to a great sporting event over the weekend, the Indiana Fever WNBA game, and they do a tremendous job. The entire production was so great. Of course, the game was great. The women are great players.
Who uses the language he does? I went to a great sporting event over the weekend.
But one of the cool things, they have a Gatlin gun-style T-shirt cannon.
Oh.
I mean, T-shirt cannon technology. It's amazing.
It is fun.
Obviously, the Defense Department's all about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. But I want to get a single-shot T-shirt cannon for the Bob and Tom Show so when we go to do live events, we can start shooting T-shirts into the crowd.
Okay.
So you don't want the automatic weapon T-shirt cannon.
That's got a dolly.
That's $4,300.
But it's the size of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to go first class, baby.
No, that's not for us.
Here's what's going to happen.
Who's going to have to haul that around?
The minute I get a T-shirt cannon, you're going to want to start shooting it off.
That's exactly right. And you're always going to regret the day you bought a single shot T-shirt cannon because you should have bought the multi-shot.
The multi-shot, we would need to have a truck to move
and
it.
And it's meant to go in the top of a stadium. It's not meant to...
Be right on stage with us.
Do they have a double barrel T-shirt cannon?
We'll do some research.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Again, or just get two singles.
No, why can't we
tape it together?
If we get two singles, you know what'll happen?
No,
well, I'll be on stage with Chick. I'll show it into the audience that I'll get one in the head. That he, you go, oh, sorry.
It was an accident. I can see it happening now. Why don't we get just a giant slingshot and hook that up somewhere?
They do have those.
And yeah. Put the shirt in there.
They have that.
Because
those are a lot cheaper.
It doesn't matter. It's,
yeah.
You barely want to come to the broadcast, and now you think you're going to be interacting with fans and sending shirts into the crowd?
Hey, let me tell you something. I am a man of the people. I have a common touch. Kennedy had it, and I share that with him.
Yes.
People love me, don't they?
That's why I have to follow him around everywhere and apologize. Well, so sorry.
I like to keep you busy.
Let's go move ahead here in the world of our radio.
I feel like I'm watching Mom and Dad fight.
No, we're fine. We're
Something
fine.
Like that.
Do you have any positive? Oh.
You had a recipe you know what, for you, me. Wait, I thought I had a recipe.
No, he's talking about the T-shirt cannon.
Oh, I thought it was food.
No.
It's usually food.
That's the assignment, the T-shirt cannon? Yes.
I thought he was going to tell me about something good he had to eat at the game, and he wanted me to recreate it.
What did you have the other day that he had hot dogs and they were like little mini hot dogs wrapped in? you had mini corn dogs. Yeah. I don't like corn dogs.
I managed to miss,
but they were absolutely
lunch
and absolutely corn dogs.
But in his, many corn dogs.
In his because there was no stick, he just decided
it's not
they
a corn dog.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. Some sort of croissant covering.
I'm not sure. My daughter, I just
breading
got,
is.
I got back. I'd managed to miss eating, and I just walked by heart. And she was, oh, look at these! They're like little tiny hot dogs.
They were with some kind of breading, is what he said. Yeah. And I go, oh, corn dogs.
I do not eat corn dogs.
I don't eat corn dogs, although I had 19 of those.
You promoted a story for the last week that I thought we should get to because we've been talking about sandals this morning. Archaeologists in northern England have uncovered a remarkably large leather shoe while excavating a Roman fort known as Magna.
Oh.
The discovery was made at the base of the so-called ankle breaker defensive ditch, a deep trench designed to trip and trap invading enemies. The shoe / sandal measured 12.6 inches in length, roughly a modern men's size 14.
Christy, that's an XIV.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
When he's right, he's right.
About who this Roman-era giant might have been. Hmm. Could have been a Bigfoot back then.
No, it's the famous Roman soldier, Hugus Penis.
Can you say that slower?
Hugus Penis.
How about Maximus Penis? How about that?
That was his great uncle.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is genetic.
He was a 13.
Yeah, Maximus Opinius.
XIII.
Maximum glands.
But what's interesting to me is that they actually would dig a special trench so the enemies trying to
that
head
makes
for
sense.
The castle would trip and break their ankles.
Yeah. They fall into the ditch. They can't they used get to the castle.
They used to drop boiling oil on enemies and stuff. Corey, those were good times.
Oh, medieval times. You don't want to do
it. No, thanks.
No.
Are you interested possibly in a tar and feathering?
Yeah. You got bad teeth.
Bad teeth again.
All kinds of wicked venereal disease. Yeah, a lot of pillaging.
Wicked.
A lot of pillaging. You know, these soldiers, a lot of non-consensual.
What is technically...
A lot of Me Too issues going on.
Oh, my God.
What is technically pillaging?
Isn't
that
when you go through a town and you just take all the women and all their...
That's when you go through someone's medicine cabinet.
steal all the stuff that's worth anything.
All the pills. I'm sure.
All it says is pillage to rob a place using violence, especially in wartime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really general. However,
And could you give me the distinction between flotsam and jetsam? I also wonder.
What does...
One's on the sea and one's...
It's the one floating. Let's get back.
Flintstones and Jetsons.
Yeah, let's get back.
Oh, pillaging is for slang, as in pleasing another person, as when I pillage that ass. Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if he's serious or not.
I hate it when he starts looking things up. What else is happening?
A Kentucky man named Cowboy Cody was arrested after releasing a live raccoon into a crowded restaurant.
That's not a problem.
Police describe as a bizarre act of retaliation.
I tell you what, when I come into a restaurant, I want stuff to be happening. I ain't gonna sit around here. I bring my fun with me.
Jonathan Mason, 40, allegedly let the animal loose inside the Big Apple Grill and Bar in Murray, Kentucky.
Cowboy Cody, please.
Actually, it's Cowboy Codeine.
Oh, that explains something.
He was turned away at the door Friday night. Witnesses said the raccoon, which Mason had captured earlier on his farm, ran through the dining area before biting an employee who tried to grab it by the tail.
A freshly wild raccoon.
Yeah, and that worker had to get rabies shots.
So he had it in his car?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
So it was already riled.
Yeah.
Bartender Mary Hafner, who has dealt with Mason before, said she tried to calmly get him to leave, though he initially complied. Mason returned moments later with the raccoon in tow. Hafner, a lifelong Kentucky resident, eventually managed to wrap the frightened animal in a towel and escort it, after you, out of the building. Mason, already known locally for leading police on drunken mule chases last December,
faces multiple charges.
Oh, and it's my fault. I get my mule drunk.
Including assault, trespassing, and resisting arrest, and was booked into the Callaway County Jail. Boy, there's a lot going on here, too.
Yeah.
He took the police on a...
Mule chase.
Drunken.
Drunken
mule chase.
So they know this guy. This guy's the Otis Campbell with a little more hostility.
I am well known.
Man.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the cops having to deal with this guy every couple nights?
Yeah.
I guess he was back at the bar.
Yeah.
Drove his mule over.
Have you ever had to catch a wild animal?
Well, you mean catch a wild
animal, like got into your barn or
a possum got on your screened-in porch or
something like that. Well,
I've never caught one. I had a possum under my deck, but I liked it. I kept him there. I just fed him.
Oh,
okay.
I encouraged him, and they eat bugs and stuff. Possums are good to have in your backyard.
Is that right?
They look scary.
Well,
they're filthy animals.
You don't have to pet them.
They carry dysentery, rabies.
No, they don't.
They're filthy animals. And then they have babies, and the babies start to eat the foundation of your
house. Answer to your question, Jess. No, I've never caught a wild animal.
Does every small town have this guy?
A drunk?
No, the guy that, you know.
An area drunk? We do.
Every small town has a drunk, I would think.
You got snake guy, raccoon guy.
Oh, you mean
we call ours Mr. President.
Mule
guy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he painted it on his truck.
Your local dude has a truck that says Mr. President?
Yeah, he does.
Drives around.
Surprised he has his license.
Yeah, that might be questionable.
You can have a truck and not have a license.
Yeah, I know lots of people that got those.
Okay. International news. It's quiet now on the DMZ on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has stopped blaring loudspeaker broadcasts toward South Korea. The move comes just one day after South Korea suspended its own anti-Pyongyang loudspeaker campaign.
Another message from North Korea. Hello, South Korea.
Fortified demilitarized zone. In a message to reporters, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff stated, quote, "Today, there were no areas where North Korea's noise broadcast to the south were heard. The suspension of both propaganda efforts mark a temporary de-acceleration in tensions following weeks of rising hostility that included a variety of operations on both sides of the border.
We'd like to remind you that you and a loved one each receive $1,000 for coming up to North Korea. You know, where the fun is. Come on up. I wonder if that works. I'm sure it does, you know.
They should hire you to do that.
I don't think I can speak Korean, but.
They are just blasting propaganda at each other.
Yeah. Yelling back and forth across the...
Play some music. DMZ. Do they have a DJ at least, or they just...
We'll be back with more cash offers, but first, Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain.
That'll keep people from coming over. I don't want to hear any more of that crap.
We run under a tree. I looked at her.
I really
and she
thought Neil Sedaka
me.
Was a woman. I really did.
Oh, come on. A very feminine voice.
I did.
I don't know.
Laughter in the Rain?
I feel laughter in the rain.
Yes.
Walking
I wouldn't know him to hear him.
Yeah. And Calendar Girl? Didn't he do a song called Calendar Girl?
Doobie doobie down, doobie doo down, down.
Sounded like a girl.
Breaking up is hard to do. Have you ever heard the slow version of Breaking Up is Hard to Do? No, it's so good.
Who does it?
Neil Sedaka does it like a revised version.
Oh, I've never heard
really
of
slow.
Tell me that you're leaving.
Does he bring it down a couple octaves too?
No,
so he sounds like a man.
No, he still sounds like a lady.
Oh, boy. He's a lady. Well, aren't you forgiving and just all inclusive?
I was a kid when I heard that song. I really thought it was a woman.
I ain't gonna listen to no man that sounds like a girl.
I thought the lead singer of Rush was a girl.
Oh, I could see
that. For most of my life.
I bet even after you saw.
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
Daddy had some hair. I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of nose.
Yeah. The word for...
Of all the things you tell me not to say about celebrities, and you're insulting Geddy Lee's
insulting
nose.
The man has a lot of nose.
All right.
The word for the speech impediment that makes it difficult for people to pronounce the R sound, which my little sister had growing up, by the way, is rotisism.
So you see the inherent cruelty there.
According to thebetterspeech.com, they can't even say their own. Those with rotisism may replace R sounds with other sounds such as W, L, or a distorted R.
I have no comment on
For example... Rabbit might be pronounced as wabbit.
Wabbit.
Be very,
it can
very
be caused
quiet.
By various factors, such as the size of the tissue that connects the bottom of the tongue to the floor of the mouth. The, what do they call that, chick?
The uvula. The waddle.
Lingual frenulum?
Nope, that's pleasing a woman.
Neurological problems and developmental issues.
Oral fashion. Oh.
Overcoming rotisism typically involves speech therapy exercises. Yes.
Really?
The
fact that it starts with an R is just unusual and cruel.
My brother went to speech for this.
Yeah.
We always used to tell him to say truck just for fun.
Yeah.
It'd be like having some kind of stammering illness with just begin with two S's. Mm. Oh, I've got sister. Okay.
Oh, that's not fair. I was a stutter.
He was a stutter. You know, Chick was a stutter.
I'm glad that you were able to overcome that.
Yeah, well, you will overcome
I saw
it
the
if
King's
your
speech.
Dad's sitting at the dining room table and he smacks you in the back of the head. Spit it out, boy. Oh yeah.
Oh, you're not joking?
No.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
None of those stories are jokes.
That's going to be the name of my autobiography. None of these stories are jokes. No, sir.
Chrissy has a fun R. You do your R's fun. They call them crunchy R's. Have you heard this?
No.
No, your R's are just like really soft and they roll. And for some reason, like TikTok culture calls them a crunchy R.
Never heard that.
Yeah. Mm. Christy does it. When
sounds like a new candy bar.
Maybe it's because I had to sit through all that speech therapy with my sister.
Say ramen for me.
Ramen?
Is that a crunchy R?
No, listen. Put you on the spot, but here, ramen. Let's listen to the story.
Ramen?
Say rolling down the river.
Rolling. Now
she's aware.
Ask me. Rolling down the river.
Perfect. Come back again tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Scientists have developed infrared contact lenses that allow users to see in the dark, even with their eyes closed.
Huh?
Yes, you heard of me.
How the hell? I heard of you.
You heard of me?
Told you.
This is impossible.
Is that a crunchy R?
We'll keep reading. I don't understand.
The lenses contain nanoparticles that absorb infrared light and convert it into visible wavelengths. In testing, participants could detect flashing Morse code-like signals and determine the direction of incoming infrared light. Researchers noted the technology worked even better when eyes were closed, as near-infrared light passes through the eyelid more effectively than visible light. The innovation could lead to non-invasive wearable devices that enhance human vision. Hmm. So they're like night goggles that you wear all the time? Yes.
Apparently.
How do you see through your eyelids, though? That's impossible, right?
Too many carrots.
Yeah.
So will this help blind people?
I don't think it helps blind people. They can't see with their eyes open, Tom.
I think eventually if you use it long enough, you'll be blind, probably. God. It'll blind you, all right. What the hell's going on?
So you can see
me or the news getting weirder?
You can see that the lights are off. You can see.
That's apparently. What she said.
Wow. Yes.
Through your eyelids.
That is so bizarre.
I don't know why you would need it, but. Wow. Astronomers have spotted a strange new object in our Milky Way. It's 15,000 light years away and maybe a dead star or something we've never seen before. The object is blasting out radio waves and X-rays at the same time, which is highly unusual. Researchers say it could be a magnetized neutron star, a white dwarf, or possibly something even more exotic.
You
neutron
know what,
stars.
Radio
what,
waves.
You know what it sounds like? Hey, welcome to North Korea. More Neil Sedaka coming up. But first, this is the Tokens and the Lion Sleeps Tonight. Yeah. Visit North Korea today.
So this is new to the Milky Way?
Apparently. It's a new object. Magnetized neutron star.
Which came first, the candy bar or the description of the?
I think the description of our galaxy.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a Snickers phenomenon out there?
The Snickers
as well?
Way.
Yeah, I just to be give them equal time.
Oh, I get it. Milky Way.
No, I'm just curious.
Kit Kat.
So this is exciting news.
Which came first, the Milky Way or the Milky Way candy bar?
That's what I just asked.
That's what he just asked.
Is that what you just asked?
Did you just black out? Did you just black out?
Come on to North Korea. Come on up. North Korea is where the fun is. Yay, we have one leader. He has a clear...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.